This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. A 4th of July, an Independence Day, what for many Americans is a celebration of this wonderful country. I'm going to put a different spin on it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't feel like celebrating. It's not that I don't enjoy this place on earth that I live, that my family has grown up in, that I enjoy a number of things that a lot of people in other countries don't, but I'm going to call it and I'm going to say that what began as the greatest experiment in representative government on the face of the planet at that time, 250 years ago, ballpark, however long it's been, I'm gonna call it and say that the ideals and the vision that they had is gone. It is no more. And I'm going to say that the failure of this system began shortly after its inception. In studio tonight, it's myself.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I'm Ian.
All right. Ian is also playing tech support, something you can do in a free country. But we're going to discuss how free we are and whether it is proper to celebrate what I consider a somber occasion. Why do I consider it somber, you may ask?
I
think that we have to look back through history. We have to look at where the world was in the 1770s, you know, in 1776 when we declared our independence. What was England? England was an empire unlike any empire this planet has ever seen.
Unlike them in what way?
In size, in scope, in power. The strongest navy, when navy strength really mattered for trade.
Okay.
England stretched around the world. They had their prisons. That was Australia at the time. They had colonies in North America. They had 13 colonies subject to British rule. Now, to make, well, I don't know.
Plus Canada.
Plus Canada, which I believe might still be sort of.
Yeah, they kind of broke loose from the empire a while ago. But
certainly.
It's been much more recently than we did.
Yes. But you had the strongest government on the planet at the time. You had a king, one man, who sat in a capital far, far away. Now, it's not that he was doing this alone. He did run things through Parliament. Parliament was a few hundred men who sat there in the capital with him. And they jointly made decisions. It was ultimately up to the king. But they made decisions about everyone's life everywhere across this this empire that stretched from the Atlantic to the Pacific, across whole continents. And the people in America felt that they could come up with a better way of doing this. They were not happy obeying the orders of someone thousands of miles away. And they were about, you know, how far is London from here? I'm guessing 2,500, 3,000 miles?
About 3,000 miles.
So sort of like somebody in Alaska having to obey someone in Washington. Having to obey that one man, the king in England, the president in the United States, and Parliament, the 300 or 400 or 500 people that were representative of all the British subjects. Just like in our system, that these 435 people who sit in Congress and, 535, who sit in Congress and in the House and the Senate are representative of the 320 million people in this country.
What a joke. Those people aren't representing you. There's no way they could.
It's impossible. Thank you, Ian. It is an impossibility for 400 or 500 people to represent you with any accuracy. Let me ask you, people on the right, those of you who are concerned with your natural right to self-defense, did you feel that you were being represented during Obama? Did you feel that despite whatever you told your representative, if you ever got to see him, didn't the president just say, well, I've got a phone and I've got a pen. I'll just executive order this on its way through. I'll just do that. Did you feel represented then? People on the left, how represented have you felt on the immigration issue? Are your wishes being conveyed all the way to the top? Are they listening to you? Are you likely to see any meaningful change in immigration? And for those of you on the right, are you likely to see any meaningful change in immigration? I can go down every hot-button topic, and you are not being represented. You have no chance of representation because, again, by the numbers, 320 million of you, 400 or 500 of them. This is no different than what British citizens faced around the world in the 1770s. Now, 56 guys put their names on a piece of paper. And we talk about that today. It's the Declaration of Independence. It was a statement. And in that statement, Thomas Jefferson wrote that before we say what we're going to do, we should certainly tell you why we're doing it. We're going to list our grievances. So there's no question about why we're pissed off. We want it to be very, very clear. We want it to be spelled out. And 56 men decided that they were going to sign on to this. And many of them lost their fortunes. Many of them lost their lives. They were willing to do that because the ability, the opportunity to be free was more important to them than all their lands and all their holdings. And, of course, they expected this thing to turn out in their favor. They expected to be able to get those things back. But they put it all on the line. And what has happened to that idea? This country has divided itself into left and right, progressive and conservative. Call it whatever you want. It's basically split right down the middle. We've got one side fighting the other, and both sides losing out everywhere that counts. They have no chance of being represented. They have no opportunity to have a world that looks something like what they would like it to be. That is gone. That dream is gone. They can't even move within, you know, our landmass and go somewhere where it could. You know, like if there were 13 colonies and if you didn't like the way Virginia was running things, let's say you had a bone to pick with, oh, I don't know, let's call it slavery. Just throwing that one out there. You don't like slavery? Maybe you move to Massachusetts. Maybe you move to New Hampshire because you didn't want to live with people who supported slavery. You could do that. Now, even if you could, hell, it would be so much easier. Now we have cars and planes and trains and all sorts of ways that we could move if we chose. But the problem is that what we allowed to happen was what the founders feared most, a central government, one spot, that one king and his 400 or 500 toadies who will go along with what he says. And where does that leave you? Not free, with no sense of liberty. 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number. And I want to hear from you. I've got a real problem with this day, and I shouldn't. I should be celebrating. I should be celebrating how free I am. And I'm sorry, folks, that's not the case. I want to hear from you.
He's on fire.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize for being passionate.
No, this day infuriates me. And I want to hear from you, 855-450-FREE.
And we're live, by the way.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. An odd word to be using today, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris, Rich, and Ian. And I know, Rich, you take a little bit of an issue with the approach that I'm taking, that this may not be a day worthy of celebration by citizens of what is the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that July 4th or July 2nd, which is when the document was actually signed.
Much more accurate.
Is a milestone to be celebrated, you know, just like if you were on your way to California, you might celebrate, oh, I've made it as far as Chicago.
I'd celebrate making it past Donner's Pass.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
That's where a bunch of people ate each other. So I would celebrate making it past Donner's Pass with no one eating me.
Yeah, well, it's good not to be food.
I know.
But it certainly wasn't. I mean, it was a step in the right direction. It was a step past the idea that one man could own everybody in the world, which is more or less King George's position. And the colonists basically proved, no, if they're armed, you can't control the whole world.
Right.
So that was a step. There was another step when slavery was eliminated here. There was another...
That's not today. Rich, what are we celebrating today? That's my point. What we are celebrating, to me, which is a very beautiful and eloquent piece of written work, primarily offered by Thomas Jefferson, that said, we're not going to take it. And I agree with you on that, that we will stand up, we will raise arms against those who wish to oppress us. And that is the rightful thing that people should do. You mm-hmm. should be raising up arms. My question is why are we celebrating what we've allowed to occur? And I don't mean Rich, Ian, and I, we certainly didn't allow this to occur, but I'm talking about generations and generations.
Well, don't worry. No one's celebrating that. I mean, everybody today just celebrates the 4th of July. They don't even talk about Independence Day. I mean, this has been sort of the refrain on Free Talk Live over all the years on this particular episode, is that people have forgotten this holiday and what it even is. Like, it's just Happy 4th. Is what people will say to you. Nobody says, almost no one, maybe with the exception of the people in this room,
will say Independence.
And some of our listeners will actually say Happy Independence Day. How many times have you heard it in the last 24, 48 hours?
I know some more patriotic types, and yeah. They have said that.
They did? Okay.
Yeah. But there are also ones that are eager and willing to go boogaloo on this whole situation.
So far, just
now,
sort of out about
boogaloo?
No one.
I've seen this on the internet the last couple of days.
Yeah, boogaloo. It seems to be trending, at least in things like in Urban Dictionary and things like that. Boogaloo is the idea that when it's time to boogaloo, it's time to raise up and arm up against your oppressive government.
Okay, so this isn't the character from the Rescue Rangers.
You first, as they say.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Now, in 1776, these guys signed up, and they said, yeah, we'll do it. We'll go back to our states, and we'll try to raise armies. Because, face it, that king, he's telling us all kinds of crazy things. He's telling us, get this. And they did this. They did this right down here in Boston. We're broadcasting from New Hampshire. It's not that far away. They had the audacity to tax imports. Tea. This was a very popular drink at the time.
Mm.
They were going to tax imports. Your tea was going to be taxed. Now, before you sit here and tell me, well, of course, I mean, you can't just tax imports. What the hell do you think a tariff is?
Same thing, yeah.
It's the same. Trump has decided to tax your washing machines. Trump has decided to tax your cars through tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Well, they already
aluminum.
Had tariffs on a lot of that stuff.
Of course they do, but he's gonna go way beyond that. He's gonna jack it up on all sorts of things. Don't believe for a second that this gets paid by the Chinese government. Doesn't write a check to the United States. I've never got one. This is simply raising the cost of goods. And if your government does that to you, arbitrarily raises the cost of goods to you, that's what I call a tax.
Well, the nice thing about the tariffs, I mean, Trump has done some amazing things. He's gotten a refund from a prostitute. He's gotten sanctuary cities to complain about illegal aliens by threatening to bus them there.
Right.
What's going to happen with the trade war gambit, I don't know. I think I know what he is attempting to do, and
What's he attempting to do?
I think what he's attempting to do is, see, the Chinese have had tariffs on us all along. So it's always been a lopsided arrangement. Trump wanted those tariffs.
Quit trading with the Chinese. Simple. Nobody wants to do it because, God forbid, they'd have to give up their free stuff.
That's not really a decision that they can make. But the point is that Trump brought these tariffs in an effort to convince the Chinese to drop theirs. And he has said that he would drop tariffs against any country that dropped tariffs against us.
So we have a king.
Huh?
We have a king.
Well, we have a president who Congress passed a bill allowing him to do that, and now he does that.
We're just basically saying...
I'm not a fan, but it is what it is.
People on the left and the right, they all say, well, if Trump does this, if Trump does that, what's the difference between that and saying, well, if King George says this and King George says that,
They had an election. Don't you see how different that is? It's an election. You are allowed to check a box.
You can. And I am telling you that when has checking that box ever changed the direction of things for you? When has it ever really mattered? That's the problem. Representative government at the scale of 535 people to 320 million, it's not representative.
This is not an entirely unexpected condition. I mean, Jefferson said we needed to have a revolution every generation. And the problem is not we have not been continuing to advance liberty, and that's what needs to be done, but in order for that to happen, the people have to want it.
We gave up on the idea of advancing liberty meaningfully at the national level around 1800.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket? Because I didn't give up on that.
I know you didn't. I know Ian didn't. And I know I haven't, but I have given up on this system. 855, all right. 450 free. You tell me why I'm wrong. You tell me why I should be celebrating a day that we have failed. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising to make sure California earthquake victims get needed support. The California Republican says he's working with state and local officials to assess the damage.
We're fortunate. We have some fires going, some gas fires. I know we're checking the hospital in Ridgecrest, so we've evacuated within there. But right now, you could feel this earthquake 2 hours away into Los Angeles.
McCarthy was speaking there on CNN. In a rainy Washington, D.C., President Trump is taking part in the July 4th Salute to America celebration.
Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's free as in freedom. What better thing could I say on this very special Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live? But I am going to tell you first about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a traditional platform for localbitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash.
We did one.
We did one yesterday. This was like my first ever real trade.
I didn't know you were on there. I was looking around for, I think it was like cash in persons or whatever. And I found Route 101.
See, there you go. You could have signed up, and I'll continue that offer. If people want to pay cash for Bitcoin Cash, that's fiat money, that is U.S. dollars. I'll accept them
you
in
took my
shop.
You took my dirty cash and gave me crypto.
I did, and I'll do that for you, too. There are no ID requirements to sign up and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Yeah, it was pretty slick. I got to say that any problems that occurred during the trade from my end were all due to me.
Just it being your first time.
Yeah, first time ever using it, and really first time ever using an online service like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was never into local bitcoins or stuff like that, but it was really, really simple, and once I got the hang of it, then everything went through perfectly.
They just need more volume. There needs to be more advertisements on the site that are real, because what happened was in their first month,
they kind of put the site up to where you could see it, but you couldn't, like, list your ad, even though you could create the ad. And so as a result of that, which didn't seem like a bad idea at the time, but I think it probably was, because it ended up that the site launched with, like, a bunch of sort of, I don't know, dead ads, if you will. These people who put their ads on the site the previous month and then just didn't come back. So that's one of the things they've been wrestling with, is, you know, clearing out some of the old junk ads to make sure that the people that are actually going to service you will be seen.
Making things free is frequently a bad idea. Imagine how little spam there would be if it cost a penny to send an email.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, a lot of the core technologies in crypto, going back to proof of work and things like that, had to do with stopping people's ability to send spam emails, make it financially not worth it. But that was some of the origins of Dr. Adam Back and proof of work and decentralized proof of work, which was created by, who's the other gentleman I'm thinking of?
I don't know, but that's, you got me thinking about Satoshi Nakamoto, and I feel like we should get back to the king and all that stuff. But if we want to later on, there's
some
interesting news in the case with this Craig Wright guy, the guy claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. There's some very interesting news about that.
Well, then I am going to go back. I'm going to go back to what you are supposed to be celebrating today.
You mean Independence Day, not the 4th of July?
I'm talking about Independence Day, and in particular, this document that is dated July 4th, 1776, but as Rich accurately pointed out, this was actually passed by Congress on July 2nd, but the printed version that got put into the record had July 4th at the top, so that's what we think of.
And that was the date it was first publicly read.
Yeah, that may be true also. I do remember seeing some quotes by some of the founding fathers saying, by God, July 2nd will be a date that we remember for generations to come.
Yeah.
July 2nd.
It's ironic they didn't. Although I have to say that, you know, if I was going to sign up for to go to war with the U.S. government, I'd probably take a day to or two to put my affairs in order before I announced it.
There you go. So what did it say? It said this. In Congress, now there was a Continental Congress of the United States, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separation and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind required that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
Nature's and nature's God line. It does point out that he was a deist, not a Christian.
And it also points out what they are talking about are natural laws. These are laws that are inherent to the human condition. These are
exactly.
Not laws of man. You can call them, if you happen to believe in a deity, that's fine.
Mm.
Call it God's will. Call it what God has given you. Or if you're not, it's part of the human condition. But that was the point that we're not talking about. They were not talking about specific things that King George had made law. They're talking about things above that.
Yeah, which comes in, which becomes important when you talk about whether constitutional protections apply to non-citizens.
Exactly.
Well, of course they do, because all of these rights preceded the existence of the Constitution, and the Constitution can't change them, and moreover, it undertakes to guarantee not to violate them.
Absolutely. I'm going to continue here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That's all men. That all are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men.
That's where they went wrong.
Yeah, bad plan.
That's where they screwed it up.
But listen to what he says.
It is to secure these rights that shotguns should be instituted amongst men.
He also doesn't say that governments are instituted over men.
Mm.
If you want to create a government, if you feel that that's the right thing to do, and I disagree with it, that's okay. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
Man, I keep trying to tell them I don't consent, and they just don't care.
Yeah.
And you know, the state constitutions also mention this stuff, at least, of course, the ones that I've looked at. The one, certainly here in New Hampshire, talks about consent of the governed. It's like something about good government is by consent. So clearly, we don't have good government because they're definitely not by consent. And they certainly haven't been in my lifetime and probably, you know, a couple generations prior to that, at the very least, if not thousands of years.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
All right. Poof.
And to
begone, I say.
And to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizations, its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And that also includes if a group of people decide that they don't want any government, that is absolutely expected of them. Happiness, prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable.
Yeah, Chris, you know, this all sounds good, but isn't there like a baseball game coming up? I mean, I don't want to miss the football game. You know, Jay-Z's coming out with a new album, and
Ian, shut the hell up.
Thrones.
This is my show tonight. I'll have no more of your
bread and circuses.
The Game of
no
Thrones.
No more of your on-target commentary. But I want somebody, even if they're accidentally hearing it, I'm going to come back to this. I'm going to keep reading this damn Declaration of Independence, and you can tell me why we should be celebrating. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, a very special Independence Day edition. Myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And there is something I do want to tell you about, and that is My Magic Mud, this amazing tooth powder that's got everybody in this studio talking nonstop. It is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. What does that do? It is clinically proven to whiten your teeth. Most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart, you can find it in the natural beauty aisle, all carry this product. I know that Mark raves about it. Ian, have you tried it?
Yep, I've got it up in the bathroom here. I actually use their toothpaste. I prefer that just because the powder's a little messy, but the toothpaste is messy too, so...
I will say that a black powder can be messy, and it's it helps if you read the instructions before you just throw it in your mouth.
I'm also not a coffee drinker, so like Mark is, I think he says he drinks a pot of coffee every single day, and he said it made a huge difference for him.
I have one of those before I get out of bed, but if he claims that that's a heavy coffee drinker, I'll believe him. So I have not been religious with My Magic Mud on this second try. The first time, it was noticeable. I tried this stuff after the Porcupine Freedom Festival years ago. I think it was the year that they first showed up there. And my son and I both bought it. I had two jars of it, my son's and mine. He left to go back to his job, and I couldn't find mine, so I was very happy to get a hold of some. But you can get a hold of some for 20% off by using coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. That's MyMagicMud.com. And show off those pearly whites. What the heck? We've been talking about the Declaration of Independence, which some people claim was a brilliant... I think it's a brilliant oratory work. I think it is. It nailed all the points. I also believe that it... This grand experiment in representative government, unlike anything that the world had ever seen, has been an abject failure in this country. And if you don't believe me, those of you on the right, tell me about how you feel about your gun rights being eroded every day.
Will tell you is that, remember, this was a document that was a catalyst in our breaking away from the British Empire. Now, if you take a look at...
To give us a different empire.
Let me speak.
Oh, I am. I just had to get that out.
We were breaking away from the British Empire. Now, to say that makes no difference means that we should have the same level of freedom as England and Australia and Canada. But I'll tell you what, we've got a lot more freedom than England or Australia or Canada or Wales or Scotland or Ireland. Northern Ireland is actually doing pretty well economically.
So you're saying it's the shiniest turd in the punch bowl.
I'm saying it's in a lot of ways, we are freer than we were 200 years ago. In a lot of ways, we're less free, and people have taken economic freedom less seriously because we have had such amazing prosperity. But, you know, that's something that's going to swing around, and these things do swing on pendulums.
Those of you on the left, are you disappointed that your government doesn't seem to think your ideas of economics, you know, are things are feasible? You want to do things like provide universal health care. You want to provide the ability to put everybody through college for no charge. You want to pay off anybody's debt. Yeah. Would you not? Are you ever going to see that? Is that ever going to happen?
I'd say do it at the state level.
Thank you, Rich.
How about federalism? How about if California funds whatever the hell they want to fund, but they leave the rest of us alone about it?
Vermont does
the same, and all the other states do the same. And that's also how we can accommodate libertarian socialists in the National Libertarian Party, just by taking... federalist view of it.
I'll talk about some people that are oppressed. The Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to get a foothold anywhere. There's nowhere in the United States, arguably California, but you're not going to see your agenda passed at a national level. Now that's the point, Rich. What we have done is we sacrificed everything about what this document says and allowed big government to become what we do.
Well, why'd you do that?
Well, Ian, I was not having a good day that day. I didn't do that, but I'm saying generation upon generation have allowed this to occur. Now, why am I railing against this? Every generation should have stood up against this stuff. They should not have allowed Washington to usurp every power that in the Constitution was granted to those very people, or was granted to the states.
Well, I think that they went wrong. Whenever this was, it was probably pretty early on, but whenever a government, whether state or federal governments, came up with some regulation for business people to follow, or for homeowners, or whoever it is, you know, whatever the first regulation was, that people were like, yeah, okay. And then they just went ahead and jumped through the hoops, and then another regulation came, and they jumped through the hoops. That they could have stopped right there in the beginning and said, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. You don't own us. But they, you know, must have had some kind of respect for the system, which we see pretty common today, where people, even though they disagree with the direction the system is gone or has gone, they still believe in it. They still believe that they can take it back. Like the Democrats after Trump's election, when I went down to the Central Square, they had like an anti-Trump protest thing going on, and I was trying to pitch secession to these guys. Like, all right, well, maybe these lefties will be more open to secession now that Trump is in.
Right.
There were a couple that were, but there were also a few that were like, no, we must take back Washington. Just in the same way that the conservatives. So they still believe in it. They still believe it has the potential to be some sort of a beautiful thing, even though it is long and far away from whatever it was intended to be.
Yeah. I'm gonna put a date on this thing. I'm going to say that the American experiment died in 1803 with Marbury v. Madison.
Can you recap what that was?
Yeah, just at a very high level, Marbury was I believe he was up for a promotion within the federal government, and Madison, the president at the time, refused to give him his promotion. And there was a squabble because it looked like the law said this, but the president said this, and they sat there and they looked at each other and they said, well, who's going to decide this decision? I know. Look here, I got my handy pocket constitution, and it says right here that there is a Supreme Court, and we should take this to the Supreme Court. And do you know what the Supreme Court said? They came up with this concept that is still bantied around today, and we all accept it as gospel, and that is the idea of judicial review. That when there is a question about constitutionality, well, then we should just kick that over to the Supreme Court.
I don't think that came out of Marbury versus Madison, because as I recall, Marbury versus Madison was about judicial appointments that had been passed by a previous administration or a previous Congress, and Madison was refusing to deliver these judicial appointments, which are the papers that they would need in order to start riding around their circuits and doing their thing.
I hate to go to Wikipedia, but it's oftentimes the first thing. Marbury v. Madison was a U.S. Supreme Court case that established the principle of judicial review in the United States. So it is this idea that whenever there is a squabble or a question of whether something is constitutional, well, let's just take it to the federal government's very own court, which gets to decide those things. And what we did, and I keep saying we, you know what I mean. I don't mean me. Those people did was said that whenever there is ever any question about the constitutionality of an action or a law, we'll just take it back to the federal government, who, as it turns out, 9 times out of 10, finds in favor of the federal government because they are part of the federal government. They get their paychecks from anybody? The federal government. And they can be the plaintiff, the defense. It doesn't matter. They can rig it. And I know not everyone agrees with me on this. A lot of people say that was a most important case because it spelled out American jurisprudence. I disagree. I think that's when the American experiment began to fall apart. But we're going to talk about that. Rich has some questions that he wants to get off his chest. And I want to defend my position. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.